On September 25th, 2020, PCM played at home in a district matchup against Centerville. It was one of PCM's 10 victories last season, and one of 5 games in which they scored more than 60 points. The 69-0 victory over Centerville was the largest margin of victory for the Mustangs last season.
And to go here in quarter number one, Berger goes in motion, the tight end across the formation. Stock takes a snap, and it's a handoff to Anderson. Got some space up the middle, makes the guy miss. Inside the 10 to the 5, touchdown Aiden Anderson. Mustangs on top, 13-0. How about that run? Shifty move there by Aiden Anderson. And just like that, it's 13-0 PCM.
Yeah, and once he got through there and he got into daylight, he turned the jets on.
Yeah.
And two Centerville guys thought they had him, and he split them, and they actually ran into each other.
Star running back Aiden Anderson had 7 carries for 43 yards and a touchdown in the game. However, what took place later in the first half was one of the most devastating injuries for PCM.
Van Winkle goes in motion, handoff to Anderson. Sweet play to the right. Lowers the shoulders and rumbles forward for a first down pickup across the 40-yard line.
Not good.
Anderson with the carry.
Aiden's down.
Not a good sight there. And he was motionless after he was brought down.
Well, their trainers or their coaches came off the sideline immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Sorry to say that. They're bringing the ambulance right now.
Anderson went down in the second quarter with a leg injury and was carried off the field in an ambulance. MRIs confirmed that it was a broken leg and that he would be sidelined for the rest of the season. It was a tough blow for PCM, whose strength is running the ball and the spread option offense. With Anderson sidelined, Sage Burns stepped in and did an admirable job filling in. Burns rushed for 850 yards and 16 touchdowns, but the biggest concern was going to be how Anderson responded to the unfortunate end during his junior season. Throughout the winter and into the summer, Anderson's rehabilitation went smoothly, expecting to get ready for week one, including doing various cardio workouts and focusing on improving his downhill running. Unfortunately, he suffered a huge setback during his rehab.
What has been the best part about being back out on the field?
Just connecting with my buddies again and being able to play the game I love with them. It's like nothing else compares to it. And I really missed out on that last season. Mm-hmm. Watching them play in the dome, I mean, I want to get there again with them. I hope we can do that.
So. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? Take me through some of your summer workouts that you took place while you were rehabbing your leg.
So this summer, I started off by, we just did morning workouts, did agilities and all that stuff, and then got my wisdom teeth out. That infection went down to my leg. Had to get it taken out, yeah. That's how it happened.
Jeez.
That's how, yeah. And then, so I didn't do workouts for a month about until August, and then I started, I'm working my way into it, trying to get my strength back. I've been doing some agility stuff, like quick stuff, run and stop stuff, and just trying to condition my leg. So
I think that that's very important. What's been the hardest part about, you know, rehabbing from this leg?
At first it was pain, but now it's mainly just, it's taken forever. Like, I haven't even gained my size back in my leg yet, but it's going to come eventually. That's probably the hardest part, but getting the strength back.
So with you sidelined currently at this point in time, what have you been doing to be prepared for when you come back? Like, are you taking on more of a mentor role, you think?
Yeah, I have. I've been seeing myself out there on the field, like, just, like, listening to coaches and paying attention to the play so I can get them all memorized for when I come back.
This incident, as unfortunate and unusual as it is, proves to be a test of Anderson's will and heart. But it has not deterred him, as he plans to still be back this season. Even though it is unlikely that he will play tonight, he has not stopped working towards getting back to 100%. All this has proven is that Anderson has not stopped from getting ready for game day. With Anderson on the sideline, Caden Hale and Carter Burns are expected to get the bulk of the carries tonight. Anderson will continue to rehab his leg and will not stop until he gets back on the football field ready to go. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Alex Cook.